Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a number of customs and etiquette which Islam wants its followers to adopt. Now, there are certain customs and etiquette which Muslims have taken upon themselves in certain parts of the world, and they follow it as they think that that particular etiquette is a part of Islam. Now, there are, of course, some grave misconceptions in this area, and one of the grave misconceptions that I'm going to talk about today is about female circumcision. Now, it is believed that Imam Shafi, one of the great imams of Muslims, he recommended this, and he believed that the circumcision of women is something which is a directive of Islam. So therefore, the question arises that is female circumcision something which has been recommended by Islam, which has been recommended by the Sunnah of the Prophet? Now, it needs to be understood that the Sunnah of the Prophet is a technical term, and we know that by Sunnah we mean that practical, the practices of the Prophet Muhammad, which he received from Prophet Abraham, and then after making certain additions or making certain amendments or reviving them in their original form, he laid currency of those practices amongst his followers. So if we look at the Sunnah of the Prophet, we find there is no such thing as female circumcision. The only circumcision recommended is for men. So therefore, female circumcision is something which has not been handed out as a Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, there is a narrative recorded in the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, as per which it is said, I'll read out the words to you. It is attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words are, Al-Khitan sunnatun lirrijal makramatun lirnisa, which means that circumcision is a sunnah for men and an honorable thing, a good thing, a recommended thing for women. Now, this narrative itself, if we analyze it on the basis of its chain of narration, of course, its content is against the established sunnah of the Prophet, because in the sunnah of the Prophet, we find that only the circumcision of men is recommended. As far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, it is also suspect because of the presence of a certain narrator called Hajjaj ibn Arta, who has been regarded as suspect and weak, zaif, in the eyes of the authorities of hadith. So therefore, no directive can be adduced on the basis of this narrative. And if this is so, then we are left with the fact that there is actually no directive of reasonable certainty which says that circumcision or female circumcision is something which is recommended in Islam. We can say with quite a lot of certainty that the only circumcision which Islam recommends is for men. It does not at all condone or recommend or say anything positive regarding the circumcision of women. And therefore, female circumcision is something which we can say, we can conclude that it is not a directive of Islam at all. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.